Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Well, ladies, in just two more days, you'll be busy with that Thanksgiving dinner. And if you want to make sure it's a success, then you'll make sure you have a Kroger turkey roasting in your oven Thursday morning. Yes, ma'am, Kroger turkeys are the season's finest. These elegant birds are plump, tender, heavy-breasted. They are fairly bursting with delicious meat, white meat and dark meat, lots of tender breast and loads of succulent leg and wing meat. Yes, you can be sure that the turkey you buy at your Kroger store is the best that modern scientific methods can produce. These young tender birds have been raised in the best turkey-growing areas by experienced turkey farmers. They've been specially fed on a diet of rich milk and grain. And they're expertly dressed, the way you'd dress a prize bird, with pin feathers deftly removed. What's more, each bird has been carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. This year, be sure you get a really fine turkey. Ask your Kroger meat man for a Kroger turkey, the pick of the flock, Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price will help you save. So visit your Kroger store and be sure of the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Death snuffed out the plans of Penny Gibbs to marry young Barry Carlton. But death did not crush Penny's courage, and slowly she began to find a new way of life and a new reason for living. She intends to build a living memorial to Barry, and Barry's wealthy mother has given Penny money with which to start it. This morning, however, she has something else on her mind. Actor's agent Don Hodges has said to her,
"I like the looks of this kid, this Julie Martin. There's plenty of room for a new child star in Hollywood, and there's no reason why it can't be Julie Martin."
But Penny had to explain,
"Mr. Hodges, I'm not Julie's mother. As a matter of fact, no one knows where Julie's mother is. But I'll contact Mrs. Brennan, Julie's grandmother, and talk to you again when she gets back to Rossville."
And so today, Don Hodges has returned to Rossville, and Penny has put in a long-distance telephone call to Julie's grandmother. While waiting for the call to go through, Penny is in the living room with her mother, Grace, and saying,
"I expect Mr. Hodges any minute. He phoned and said he'd be right over, but I hope I can talk to Mrs. Brennan first."
"Well, do you think she'll know where Julie's mother is, Penny?"
"Darling, I don't know. That's one of the things I'd like to find out. Certainly somebody ought to know where Peg is. You'd think she'd at least keep in contact with some member of the family."
"Well, I hope we can find Peg. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for Julie."
"It isn't an opportunity yet. No, people like Mr. Hodges are always full of talk.
Okay.
It's not really anything to get excited about until the tests are made and some important person in Hollywood looks at them. Chances are nothing will go that far, though." "Oh, that's probably my call to Mrs. Brennan."
"All right, I'll be in the kitchen if you want me for anything."
"All right, Mother." "Hello?"
"Hello?"
"Oh, Mrs. Jane Brennan?"
"Yes, this is Mrs. Brennan."
"Oh, Mrs. Brennan, this is Penny Gibbs in Rossville."
"Oh, how are you, Miss Gibbs?"
"I'm fine, thank you."
"Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I read in the newspapers about your terrible automobile accident."
"Oh."
"And I wanted to write you, but I just didn't know what to say. My deepest sympathies, Miss Gibbs."
"Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Brennan. Do you know where I get in touch with Peg?"
"My dear, I haven't the slightest idea where she is. I haven't heard a word from her in months. I thought maybe this was a call from her. You haven't heard from her either?"
"No, I haven't, not a word. And I really have to get in touch with her about Julie."
"Oh, the poor child isn't sick, is she?"
"No, Mrs. Brennan, she's fine. She's very happy. She started school this year, you know."
"Oh, I'm so glad. You don't know how grateful I am to you for all you're doing for my granddaughter, Miss Gibbs."
"Well, there's someone ready to do a lot more for her if I can get in touch with Peg."
What do you mean?"
"Well, a man named Don Hodges, who's a Hollywood agent, wants to test Julie for the movies."
"For the movies? Julie?"
"Yeah. He says she has the looks, and he can tell by looking at her that she has natural talent. But, of course, he has to have permission from the family to do anything about it."
"Are you serious about this, Miss Gibbs?"
"Yes, I am. Mr. Hodges is on his way here now to talk to me about it, but I had to talk to you first. What do you think of it, Mrs. Brennan?"
"Well, I can scarcely believe it, but I think it's wonderful."
"Then you have no objections, hmm?"
"Objections? Why, my dear, I'd be foolish to object. This is a grand opportunity for Julie to have things in spite of my daughter.
But, Mrs. Brennan, we can't go very far without your daughter. You see, Peg would have to give her consent, and it'd be Peg who'd sign the contract, unless you could do it.
Well, I'm afraid I have no rights in the matter, Miss Gibbs. But I assure you I have no objections, and neither will Peg when she hears about it.
Yeah, if she hears about it. You don't have the slightest idea where she is, hmm?
Not the slightest. But I have distant relatives in Oregon now. She might have gone to see them. I'll write them immediately.
Fine, and then I'll hear from you.
As soon as I get word from Oregon. Though don't have too much hope that they've seen Peg or that she's staying out there. Peg never got along with any of my family. But I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks very much.
Is Julie there?
No, she's in school.
Oh, that's right. She would be at this time of day. Oh, it's hard to believe she's of school age. You'll give her a kiss from her grandmother, won't you?
Yes, I certainly will.
Thank you. Oh, I think it's wonderful, this chance for Julie. I hope everything works out, Miss Gibbs.
I'm sure it will.
If you have anything to do with it, I'm sure of it, too. And again, my deepest sympathies in regard to Mr. Carlton.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Brennan. And goodbye, and let me hear from you.
You will. Goodbye.
Can you go to the door, Penny? My hands are covered with flour here.
Yes, Mother, I'm through with my call.
Thank you.
Good morning, Miss Gibbs. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hodges. Come in, come in, come in.
Opportunity knocks, but this time it rang the doorbell. Well, are we all set?
We're a long way from it, Mr. Hodges.
Oh, when I phoned you this morning, you said you were going to get in touch with the kid's family.
Well, I just finished talking with Mrs. Brennan in New York.
Mrs. Brennan?
Yeah, she's Julie's grandmother.
Oh.
But I'm afraid she has no more jurisdiction over Julie than I have.
Oh, you still can't find the kid's mother, huh?
No. Seems that no one knows where she is, but Mrs. Brennan's going to try and find her.
Well, that sounds as if the grandmother has no objection.
No, she doesn't have any. She's quite thrilled about it.
And why shouldn't she be? This is the golden opportunity, the chance of a lifetime, the one in a million dream come true.
Mr. Hodges, it hasn't come true yet. And we still can't do anything until we get in touch with Julie's mother.
Oh, sure we can. Now, we can go ahead with the tests. That won't be stepping on anyone's toes. You know what I did?
But,
I set a date at the studio in New York.
Mr. Hodges, will you wait a minute?
Not
so fast. Listen, now, I really better look into the legal aspects of the matter before you make any arrangements.
Look, the law can't object to what we do right away. You know what happens?
No way.
Nobody makes a dime on a test.
Yes,
and the cost will come out of my own pocket. That's how much faith I have that the kid's got what it takes. And you know what else? The kid will get a trip to the city out of it and see the sights for her troubles, and the test won't take more than a couple of hours.
Just the same, I think I'd better talk to a lawyer about it.
Oh, please.
Now, look, I used to work for one. I'll talk to him tomorrow and see what he says.
He'll say there's nothing to worry about. We won't need anyone for a contract until the studio sees the kid's tests and makes an offer. And that'll be weeks from now. Maybe months.
Just the same, I think I'll see the lawyer. Then I'll talk to you, Ken.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. But I'm going to wire New York to set up a studio for me, and I'm going to start thinking about some material for the kid. If I can get something that's just right for her, she's a cinch to knock him dead. I'll phone you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. But you better make it late in the afternoon. I don't know when I'll get a chance to talk to this lawyer, you know.
Okay. I'll call you around 5.
Fine. That'll be swell.
And the verdict better be yes, Miss Gibbs.
I hope it is. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, was that Mr. Hodges?
Yes, Mother.
Oh, he didn't stay very long, did he? Why, darling, what's the matter? Did Julie's mother object?
No.
Her grandmother?
No, she was pleased about it. But she doesn't know where to contact Peg.
Oh, what a shame. Do you think it's all off, then?
No, I don't think it's all off. Mr. Hodges says the test can be made without Peg's permission, but, gee, I don't know. I think I'd better see Frank about it tomorrow.
Well, that's being smart. I dread to think what a fuss Peg would make if you did something you shouldn't do, even if it were in Julie's best interest.
Oh, Mother, stop. Peg isn't all bad.
Well, I just don't like her, Penny. And I never will. She's selfish and dishonest, and that's an awful, evil combination.
Well, I'm not going to worry about Peg or what she does or thinks. Nope. I'm going to do as much for Julie as Frank says the law will let me do. And then I'll have nothing to fear from Peg. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I saw Mrs. Carlton last night.
Yes, I know you did, dear. I've been meaning to ask. How is she?
I'm afraid she isn't well.
Oh.
She was in bed when I got there. Mm-hmm. No, I think she's going to be in bed for a long time. But I did tell her what I wanted to do in Barry's memory, and I think maybe that'll help her get on her feet again.
Oh, I'm glad. I must go over and see her one of these days. It's been more than 2 weeks since I've even talked to her.
I wish you would go see her. She asked about you.
Well, I'll go over sometime this week. What'd she say about your plans, dear?
Wait a minute, and I'll show you.
Show me?
Yeah, it's right here in my purse.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Uh-huh, I think you do, too. Look at it. Check.
Oh, Penny, how wonderful.
Well, you're not surprised, are you?
I should say not, dear, but I...
Oh, Mrs. Carlton says there'll be more from time to time, but... You know, I think I'm going to start this in a small way.
Mm-hmm. That's the best idea, dear.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be better to let it grow as the need grows. And I really have no idea just what the need is.
Well, dear, you know there are a lot of children whose mothers and fathers both have to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might start your project first by taking care of children only in the daytime, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, I guess first problems first, and if that's the case, I ought to find a place to keep them. I'm afraid that won't be easy.
Well, dear, if you start off in a small way, it shouldn't be too difficult. You know, there are a few old houses in Rossville that are empty, and I saw one on Beach Street just the other day.
Well, I'll start looking right away.
I'll help you if you want me to, dear.
Oh, thanks, darling. I'll need your help. Nope, this isn't going to be one of those simple one-person operations.
No.
Now, I don't care how complicated it is or how busy it keeps me or how much work I have to do. But this is something I want to do.
You don't know how glad I am to see you interested in something again.
Well, I guess I've always been interested in children, Mother. I had wonderful dreams of having two or three or four or five of my own, but... Well, since it won't work, it's going to be fun helping children who need help. Seems a worthwhile thing to which to devote a life.
Penny, you mustn't forget that you owe yourself something, too.
I don't owe myself anything, Mother. All I want from life now is the satisfaction that I'm putting it to a good use. I want to know that what I'm doing isn't only a memorial to Barry, but is bringing happiness to other people.
I'm sure it will, darling.
I hope it will. For if I can help those children, I'll have found a purpose in life. And I'll know in my heart that Barry didn't die in vain.
So Penny Gibbs has definitely found something to fill the emptiness in her heart caused by the death of Barry Carlton. But will the troublesome Peg Martin return to Rossville to claim her rights to Julie and mar Penny's newfound happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, if you want to serve a Thanksgiving turkey that will have the family cheering, then be sure you serve a Kroger turkey. Kroger turkeys are the tenderest, juiciest, best turkeys ever. Yes, your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds. Plump, tender, heavy-breasted. These top-quality turkeys are raised by master turkey growers in the best turkey-raising areas. They're scientifically fed to make them more delicious. They're expertly dressed, the way you'd dress a prize bird. And they've been carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. What's more, they're Kroger priced for better value. So visit your Kroger store for your Thanksgiving turkey. Remember, go to your neighborhood Kroger store today and order your turkey immediately so you'll get the exact size you want in one of these top quality Kroger turkeys and at the Kroger low price that actually helps you save. Visit your Kroger store without delay. This year, enjoy a really fine turkey. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.